This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
The bipartisan infrastructure law is also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding.
Redistricting turned a lot of red legislative districts in Wisconsin purple. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says that's energizing Democrats in Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, and the Milwaukee suburbs.
Places that were gerrymandered districts for over a decade, and the local communities are thrilled to have an opportunity to finally elect a representative who shares their values.
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruell was killed in June. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will weigh in on a case of a high school wrestling championship. The high court will decide if Hayden Halter's family can sue the referee whose unsportsmanlike conduct call might have suspended him for the state tournament. The Waterford High School star was reinstated and won the title. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has a new online tool meant to help residents address water quality concerns. The Wisconsin Water Explorer tool will give residents access to the scientific data analysis of water quality in their area, giving them the opportunity to track current conditions as accurately as possible and see rolling trends, maps, and reports. The data can also help residents determine sources of pollution and what would be needed for restoration. The Wisconsin Water Explorer tool is available online. Barker's Island in Superior was hit by a blue-green algae bloom this week. According to a Northern News Now report, the blue-green algae bloom is uncommon in the area, with the last confirmed toxic bloom occurring 3 years ago. The blue-green algae can cause skin, eye, and throat irritation for people and possibly allergic reactions and breathing difficulties. While the algae is dangerous for humans, it can be potentially fatal for pets. Officials are warning residents to avoid swimming in waters with suspended particles. The city of Cloquet is looking for help from the community after graffiti was found near a popular park. According to a Northern News Now report, the damage occurred on the ATV trail and bridge near Spafford Park and on the walking path north of the St. Louis River. Law enforcement authorities believe the graffiti damage was done sometime between Sunday and Tuesday. As city officials work to clean up the affected areas, law enforcement authorities are looking for any information on potential suspects from the community. Some Bayfield residents are expressing concerns about recently introduced legislation to make the Apostle Islands a national park. According to a Northern News Now report, some residents think they weren't given enough of a chance to be a part of the process, believing they could have put their local knowledge to use on developing the most effective way to move forward. The legislation was introduced by Congressman Tom Tiffany with the hope that the designation would open up new opportunities for area residents. The Polk County Public Health Department is reminding residents to be on the lookout for signs of rabies in their pets and wild animals. According to a press release, the reminder comes following a positive rabies test result in a bat that had an encounter with a resident recently. Health officials are reminding residents to check their pet's vaccination history and update it if needed, keep themselves and their children away from wild animals, and contact their healthcare provider if they are bitten or scratched by a wild animal. A Burnett County man accused of fatally stabbing the mother of his child entered a no-contest plea to first-degree intentional homicide charges on Monday. David Edeburn Jr. of Grantsburg was accused of stabbing and killing 32-year-old Brittany Holland in the village of Siren nearly 1 year ago. Authorities say Holland had suffered so many wounds during the incident that she was covered in slashes, stabs, and had been partially decapitated. Edeburn Jr. is scheduled to be sentenced to prison on November 25th. Officials from the city of Duluth and the Minnesota Department of Transportation celebrated the reopening of the Blatnik Bridge on Tuesday. According to a Fox 21 report, after years of construction and delays, vehicles and trucks will no longer be forced to take the single-lane Garfield Avenue or Railroad Street between Duluth and Superior. There is still plenty of work to be done over the next couple of years before major construction for the $1.8 billion replacement of the Blatnik Bridge can begin in the spring of 2026. City of Duluth officials say plans are in the works for a major street project near the University of Minnesota Duluth campus. According to a WDIO report, the city is planning to improve the area of St. Marie Street and Junction Avenue. The project has received $1.5 million in road improvement grant funding from the state. City officials say a prior exploration found that the streets sit on top of poor soils, so the city plans to dig under the streets to remove those soils and build a more resilient road. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Virtually on the line. And Nolan Arenado still with some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a Season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, a little breezy, low of 57. Tomorrow, Partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday. Partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.